Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing.
Yeah.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening, how you all?
Good.
Well, that's good.
Good evening, Auntie
Dot. Good evening. Who he barking at? Who she barking at?
Nothing.
Y'all got a dog? Mm-hmm. Sounds
yes.
Like a beagle dog. Is he a
yes.
Big dog? Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Good evening. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brother Daniel.
Oh.
All right, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start playing. It's 2 Samuel 6, correct?
Yes.
Samuel 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baalah of Judah to bring up from them the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on psalteries, and on timbrels, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nahon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen
came.
The fire of the Lord was kindled again. And God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David, because the Lord did a breach upon Uzzah, and he fought from the place Peret Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of that day. How shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom, all that pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord, and set it in his place, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his house. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me, my father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and do a roll call, and then we can go ahead and start with our evening. Okay, we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Auntie Betty, and it looks like we have Auntie Janet is joined.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
Amen. And also we have Sister Loretta.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. All right, let's go ahead and get started this evening. Welcome to the Nellens Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 This evening we have the opening prayer that will be led by Auntie Carrie.
Father God, the creator of all things, heaven and earth, Lord, we come to you tonight with a thankful heart and an open mind that we receive the word that we were talking about tonight, reading your word for your pleasure, for your grace, and for your mercy. Lord, we just ask that you give us the understanding of what we are doing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Carrie. All righty, we want to go ahead into our worship song this evening, and the title of the song is Nobody Greater. And it's by LaShawn Mitchell and B.B. Winans.
I'm loud enough. He makes it just a little bit. Let's get it while we got it, all right? This is a song I should have got. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, let's just sound better than that, better than that, better than that. I climbed into the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find no path.
down into the deepest valley. So all around down there could find no light. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to come to. Your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Did you search all over me? And I've searched all along to find a light. I've searched high and low. Still could find nobody greater than you.
This is my favorite part. We'll come back in a minute. But lift your hands and say,
nobody can heal like you can. Oh, 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 but you are the greatest I am. Awesome in all your ways, and I heal your hand. You are here, buried out, reaching your land. You are here, buried out, reaching your land.
Thank you.
song is 11 minutes. I sure want to continue to listen to it, but I think we better move on with our program.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They look like they were having fun praising the Lord on that one, I tell you.
Amen.
Man, looking all over. Amen. We're looking for Jesus. We want you by our side. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, let's move on into our Bible verse teaching round table. If you don't have anything to share this evening, just by all means, just say pass. We wouldn't have any callers. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start out with Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 1 through 12. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he sat, his disciples came upon him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the pure in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and pursue you and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeded gladness, for great is your reward in heaven. For so prosecute the prophets. The prophets which were before you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the reading of Dr. Adam Matthew. Next I have Mother May. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm talking about Well, had the tongue in check. Some commissionary on this chapter give you the title, Bridging Your Tongue. But I have noticed that bridles are usually placed on animals by someone else. A bridle animal is not necessarily tamed. It is just not allowed the freedom to do what it wishes. A tame animal is driven intentionally by a desire to please his master and listener to his command. Neither is a bridle tongue necessarily saved tongue. A bridle tongue may be restrained eternally by cultural pleasure or political, but it is not controlled intentionally. The bridle tongue does not have the wisdom to say the right thing at the right time. Perhaps then we should look at the tongue in check theory. The tongue in check is a tongue that is submitted to God and dwelling spirit. The person become the master of his speech. The desire to please God and glorify him control the realm. Wisdom, which is described in James 3:13-18, infuses us with the knowledge of what to speak, when to speak, and how to speak. The sister or brother who holds fast to God's given wisdom has the internal ability to keep their tongue in check. Just as God's wisdom order our step, God's wisdom order our speech. And the prayer said, dear God, grant me the wisdom to keep my tongue in check. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mary. I'm a James on another chapter. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Do you have any good news you would like to
share? I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lift me out of the depth and did not let my enemy gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hide your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called to the Lord. I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction? Am I going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord. Be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Brother Huber, for that reading. I'm sorry, out of Psalms. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that reading. Next I have Brother Daniel. You have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to thank God that I got another year in on my date, but we try to get the rest of the year in too. All right.
Amen to that.
And I thank God for all the blessings, because it's been hard. It ain't been easy now, but I got another year in. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of blessings. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Daniel.
God bless you.
Amen. Next we have, thank you, Daniel, for sharing, and we'll come back to you later. Next we have Auntie Betty. You have any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 103, starting at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let me start over again. That's a long way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. For he forgive all thy iniquity. He heal all thy disease. He redeemed thy life from destruction. Who crowned thee with love, kindness, and tender mercy. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all those that are oppressed. He made known his way unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is mercy and graceful, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, not rewarded according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children, to such as keeping his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that execute his strength, that do his commandment. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of him, that do his pledge. Bless the Lord, all his workers, in all the places and the dimensions. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading of the Psalm 103. Amen. Alrighty, next I have Sister Loretta. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, my reading is out of Colossians 3:15-16.
Oh, wow. Stole my
Got you.
Are you serious?
<That's> okay.
Praise God. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Thank you for sharing that verse, Loretta, of Colossians 3:16. I was going to read that, but I was torn between two other ones. So I'm going to read the other one, James 1:1-3. Oops, let me get back to that. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Another verse that I want to read, I was going to read three of them. The other one is John 16. Oops, wrong one. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you,
that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I found it really interesting. My past, one of my elders preached on these verses today. It was Colossians 3:16, John 16:33. He did come out of Daniel as well, and then James 1:2-3. And the title of his sermon was Counted All Joy. And it talked about the trials and tribulations that we go through life. And we have to understand that trials produces patience. So we have to understand that when we're dealing with trials and tribulations, we can't deal with them like we do, like the world do. We have to be filled with our spirit. And then we have to confuse the enemy and give him praise. So these verses really talks about going through it, count it all joy, and then give God all the glory and the praise associated with that. So we just to stand strong, lift God up, and not do it our way, but do it the Lord's way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Next I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have had known my Father also. And henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, as it is sufficient us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he has seen me, has seen the Father. And how sayest that thou then show me the Father? Believe thou not that I am in my Father, and the Father in me, and the word that I speak unto you, I speak of not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Aki Kara, for sharing the words of John 14, 1 through, 10. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Next I have Aki Janet. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening with me?
Yes, I would like to share from our red book, page 153, a word of encouragement from the Lord. He has made you kings and priests unto God. You may stand on this word even though your current circumstances say contrary. Remember that David was anointed king by God through Samuel before he actually sat on the throne. He was no less God anointed through the years of waiting. And every prayer, every trial, when David despaired of life, the Lord God was still in control. Through every failure and victory, in darkness and in light, through fear and faith, the Lord was and still is the Almighty. He says that you are mighty. Men and women are valor. Don't let the enemy despise. Don't let the enemy dispute this in your heart and mind. When the walls seem to close in on you and it seems in utter darkness, he says to you, having done all, stand on my word, on my promises. Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
amen.
Right. Thank you very much, Auntie Janet, for that reading out of the Red Book. Encouraging words. Righty. I think I got everybody.
No.
Who did I miss?
Janet, isn't she on the phone?
No, she didn't join.
She didn't join today.
Oh, she didn't. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me on. If I just look like more numbers than names on my paper. All right. So we're going to go ahead with our program. This is where we pray for our sick and our shut-in. Want to verify, do we have anyone we want to remove from the list this evening?
You can remove me.
Who is me?
Karen Coden.
Okay. All right. Daniel, you don't get to be removed. Sorry.
Oh, no.
We need the Lord to keep his hand on you, because when we move him off of you, you waver, so we got to keep him on you. Amen. Well, we can ask you twice, you know. All right. Do we have anyone we want to add on the list? Anybody else that we're not aware of that needs to be on the sick and shut-in list? All righty. All righty. If you would bow your head for the prayer. I apologize if I didn't create a new one, but I'm going to see if I can let the Holy Spirit guide me a little bit on it. Lord, our creator, our protector, our provider, and our healer, in your mighty power, we pray that our family and friends, Auntie Wileen, James Richardson, Uncle David, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Joseph, Daniel, Shirley, Caroline, Auntie Betty and family, Marianne Lowe, Brian, Tremar, Nasir, Jameer, Louise and family, Jimmy Simmons and family, Gerald Nellums and family, and Hazel Kelly. Father God, we ask that you recover them from their sickness and protect them from fear and the evil one. You are our victor, Father, and in your name, these strongholds shall be broken. We live and we declare the glory of God. So, Father God, we ask that you show us grace and hear our prayer, merciful God. Our times are in your hands, and we can trust in you completely. Father God, just lift them up on this day. And as the Thanksgiving approaches, Father God, just give us all thanks and with our families and friends, Father God. And may your grace light upon us. We worship you, Father, in joy and in suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Jesus.
Oh, well, now is, can you grab we're going to acknowledge our birthdays today and the rest of the week. As you guys already probably know, today is Daniel's birthday.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Yeah, today is his birthday. I'm just trying to see if there are any other birthdays. Hazel birthday on the 27th. Okay. We do have Hazel coming up on Saturday. And those are the only two birthdays that I have. Are there any other? Damn, man, you didn't come in here? Get up and come in here. I have something for you. You're so stubborn. So what are we going to do? A little special birthday greeting this evening, guys. Hubert, Mom, and I'm going to try. I haven't sung in years. So we're going to try. Happy birthday to Danny.
Danny Bowen.
Yes. Yes, Loretta. Loretta, did you say something?
I said amen.
He's just stalling, trying to get around to the table. Come on here. All right, we're gonna go ahead and sing. If you guys want to join in, just welcome. Amen. Let's get started. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. And we all had a birthday this year, but we got some tragedies. Got them Christmas babies. I got to give them one gift. That was nobody else, but everybody else had a good year. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Put that on mute.
All right. We're gonna go ahead with the program as Daniel opened his gift for today, and we'll come back at him at round table. Let's go ahead. Continue. Let's start off with Auntie Dot. Do you have any more news you would like to share? A testimony, poem, or a song?
Okay.
Okay. How about you, Auntie Carrie?
Okay.
Okay. Brother Hubert.
Yeah.
All right.
Great Lord.
Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya.
9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Isaiah, Auntie Betty. Next, I have Sister Loretta.
I have a quote. It goes on to say, "Give thanks not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day of your life. Appreciate it and never take it for granted. Everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving Day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that, Sharon Loretta, on Thanksgiving. Next I have Auntie Janet. Do you have any good news you would like to share? A song, poem, or a Bible verse?
I would like to share a poem from 31 Days of Prayer. Purge me, Lord, of my folly, an empty cup let me be, waiting only the blessing, hungry only for thee. Can even the Lord pour blessing into a cup that is full? Put treasures into a locked hand, be he ever so bountiful, and make me hungry only for thee. Only the bread one tasted can ever satisfy me. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And I do have a thank you in form that I'll like to share. All righty. I lost it. Okay, it's actually Psalms 95. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout for joy unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock of his hand. Amen.
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 Happy Thanksgiving. All righty. Before we go into any of the closing, let's assign part four. Are we going to meet next Sunday, first of all? Is everybody going to be available next Sunday? Is everyone going to be available for next Sunday?
I'm good.
No, I won't. I'm sorry, I won't be available.
So the question is, do we still want to have the program Sunday?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, you know, sometimes people travel and we don't have that many people, so just wanted to make sure. So we're going to go ahead and sign part for next week. We have 2 Samuel 7.
I do.
Either way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead. Okay. All righty. Do we have a volunteer for the open prayer?
Yeah.
How about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? Okay, so Loretta, I can hear that. All righty.
Amen.
Amen.
before we go into our closing prayer, does anyone have anything else they would like to say or share before we close? All righty.
Angela, I can do the closing prayer.
Okay, I was looking to see which one of us was supposed to do it. You can do it because I don't want to repeat the same thing. Go for it.
So you got mine next week then, right?
I'm putting it on there now.
Praise God, praise God. Everyone bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together once more to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, we ask that you close any doors that needs to be closed. And we ask that you destroy all power of the enemy. Help us to stay faithful and strong. And we ask that you order our steps this week, for we trust you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Our closing worship song is Victory Belongs to Jesus by Todd Delaney.
Senator Mark Kelly's work is bustling through the morning. Pockets more business and people getting back to work. Mark Kelly delivers tax cuts, stimulus checks, and help for small business owners like me.
Now, all the commercials want to come on.
Who stands against the Lord? No one can, no one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus. It belongs to Him. Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Who can stand? No one, no one can. Oh, no one. Yeah. Who can stand? Who can stand? No one can. No one can. No one can. Oh. The victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. The victory belongs to Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
About and said, let me see how long we done went into this song. Beautiful song to leave us with this week as we go out. Our traveling, spending time with your family. Hold on, let me meet somebody so I can hear myself. As you leave this call today, we just want to thank you, God, for attending, first of all, and then we want to extend our blessings and thanksgiving to each family as you all get together today. And we ask for traveling mercy for those family members that may be traveling just so that we can all gather and share and love upon one another. With that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and close us out. And Father God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. We just thank you for being in our presence today and just keep reminding us of your power and your grace, Father God. And just fill us up with your peace and everything that we've poured out to you today, Father God. Just refuel us on the next occasion that we are together, Father God, we continue to grow with one another. Heavenly Father, we ask you to just replenish us daily and don't allow us to have fear to not call upon you for help when we need you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Amen.
Thank
you
all.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
A little bit longer than that. What was that noise?